the Namibians are ready to go to vote their respective parties. So Namibians are ready. Whether the Electoral Commission, which is the body charged exclusively to deal with elections, is ready, that's another question. Information at our disposal indicates that the ECN is definitely not ready. Under the law, the ECN is required to act only in one way, in a fair and impartial manner, but the evidence at our disposal indicates to the contrary.
Well, what evidence do you have?
We have evidence that voters' registration, a book listing voters and their details and their identity cards and voters' registration number, this register contains discrepancies, preposterous inclusions and omissions, and we have so far recorded over 120 persons who have numerous cards from 2 to 3. We have also seen that the voters register, the final voters register, contains hundreds of deceased persons. It contains 132 at least underage persons, and then it also contains persons who have registered after the cutoff date.
Have you uncovered any other problems?
Another is, we don't know the number of voters in this country. The Electoral Commission has been giving various numbers on numerous occasions. First, they told the Namibian public that 1.3 million persons have registered to vote. But when they were questioned, that was after September 30th, 2009, they backtracked and then they said, no, actually the number of voters is 1.16 million. And they retracted that again 2 weeks ago. They said the number of voters 961,000. And to change that again to the present number, which is 1.81 million. So you see confusion that there is.
Now, have you taken your concerns directly to the Electoral Commission?
We did, and look what we got. We did, in fact, on November 12th this year, we informed in a letter the Electoral Commission that the voter register is fraught with irregularities and discrepancies, and we requested them to advance an electronic copy of the voters register, which was declined. And this is why we were forced to release the evidence at our disposal. After we did so, we called a press conference. We exposed all these irregularities. They retaliated. They retaliated against us on Sunday. We received a letter that we are no longer qualified to act as election observers. So the ban against us is illegal, and we are set to go to court this evening to challenge the withdrawal of our status to act as election monitors.